The Women of Color. And we are celebrating our 50th anniversary. We began in 1973, and I think our slogan this spring is 50 years and still exploring. But we are celebrating by revisiting the things that were dearly, dearly important to Liz Dotson Gray, who was the leader and guide and inspiration and shaper of Women Explore and TOP for 32 years. And we've gone back and looked at favorite speakers and presenters who have been here and invited them. And we're holding the themes of ecofeminism. I think as far as we know, Liz was probably the first ecofeminist we met or who named herself that way. Looking at her love of spirituality and the divine feminine and her love of the earth and the earth seasons and the earth's beings and how to be political in the culture on behalf of the earth and on behalf of justice. Liz was really somebody who lived what she believed in and lived what she spoke about. So, and as well as always, we're trying to stretch our own knowledge. So we welcome you to this series. It's the last full public 10-week lecture series and discussion that we're going to offer. And we think we've created one that Liz would be really proud of. So we're glad you're here. We're doing eight of our sessions on Zoom, and we're doing two in person. One will be a walk in the cemetery led by Mary Margaret to really be Mount Auburn Cemetery to really be walking with and in nature and feeling our connection to nature. And another in-person one will be True Story Theater, who have been with us many times and help us to see our stories from a different place as they act them out. So we're glad you're here and please be free to eat your lunch. We're at lunchtime for a reason, and we will even provide lunch when we have True Story Theater. So this is the beginnings of our series. And our topic today is one that is near and dear to Liz's heart, which is nurturing your spiritual self. And our focus today is Ivel Stratford-Kovner, who will be leading us for the period of time between now and noon. And at noon, Janet Cooper-Nelson will be with us again of many, many times that she's been with us. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll open up for a community-wide discussion, including Ivel and Janet and all of us. So I want to introduce Ivel to all of you. Ivel is a teaching artist and an award-winning professional painter. And she has been on a lifelong spiritual quest. So in 2011, Ivel began her studies in Judaism. And in 2013, she converted in New Haven. She had a conversion ceremony and three rabbis, and she converted to Judaism. In 2014, she spoke her wedding vows with Ron in Tel Aviv Harbor. And in 2017, she celebrated her adult bat mitzvah. So Ivel studies the Torah weekly since 2011, and she chants the Torah annually. And that time is coming up. This year, she will chant Leviticus 1 verses 1 through 4 on March 24th at B'nai Israel Synagogue in Southbury, Connecticut at 7 o'clock at night. And she has information for us about how we can listen in. And her Shekinah concept research developed into her poem that asks us to consider the presence of the Shekinah. And she will tell us more about that. Ivel encourages each person today to consider such a direct presence of God in each of our daily lives. So we welcome Ivel to give our focus.
Well, thank you so much, for being here. I'm so grateful to be here. And Janet Cooper Nelson, I'm looking forward to hearing all your good words. I remember you speaking about gardens, and it really filled my heart with a lot of good love, as you all do, all of women explore. So I am new to Judaism, so you'll have to bear with me. But today I wanted to touch on the Shekinah presence, which may be in our own lives, or in my own life of 71 years. And then I wanted to share Rabbi Jill Hammer's words and a little poem. But to begin with, in my art classes, I always like to center everyone, and I haven't done this since before the pandemic, when I had two shows canceled and stopped all of my in-person teaching. So what I'd like you to all do is listen, maybe close your eyes and listen to the sound.
Ivel, you might, it's not coming through. You might want to put original sound on. You know how to do that?
Not coming through? Well.
No, you, do you have, you know how to put original sound on? It's good when you're playing, having an instrument or
Oh, no.
it's usually up. It's part of your, audio. If you go to the caret next to your mic and you can read it. If you scroll down, it says original sound on and off.
Well, let me work on that.
Okay.
But
Yes.
everyone's heard the
Rain.
stick and forth. So anyway, we'll move right on. And thinking of the Shekinah, is it a concept, a belief? Does it represent grace? Are we most felt when we, do we most feel it when we feel closest to God? And I thought of different times in my life or experiences I've heard of, and that's how I wanted to share how we may have experienced the Shekinah over time. Can you hear me? Yeah. Shekinah. How may words in this focus convey a muted, transcended experience encased in memory? Recalling one wrapped in a tallit, chanting the tropes of antiquity, Shekinah was summoned. Consider women explore group gatherings. Recall a memorable sensation, a clear communal experience, a shared emotional wave. Dare to call this presence the Shekinah? Group consciousness felt, encountered one by one with an expressive knowing shared eyes. Words shifted, now nonverbal. Recall a rare otherness sense. The moment, Shekinah. Can we find the same presence locked within a couple's eyes as an earthquake rocked earth? One moment, sensing their mortality, this couple shared a mutual gaze. Secure and safe, Shekinah's wings wrapped around them. We may know other scriptures describe miraculous visions of burning tongues descending down upon disciples, conveying knowledge as eyes gazed in unison upward. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Shekinah. Naming the mysterious warrants set limits. Since sages caution, study not the mystery until decades of life pass. Then bear witness. Search and recognize the mystery Is this presence Shekinah? Evening mist descended a decade ago after a tragic December day. Small stuffed animals stood guard upon a nearby railroad bridge. In Sandy Hook Crossroads, the witnessing Shekinah stood. Nearby sound trucks held reporters with whispered reports, echoing earlier grief-stricken wails. Hovered within the wails and the darkness of this night, damp night air hung thick with loss, shrouded, the Shekinah wept. Can transcendence be noted in the most recent gun rampage? Brandon Say saw his last moments on Earth, then felt a tug. Enabled, he tackled the gunman. Had Shekinah intervened? Okay. 50 years ago, in Central Square, a fast-moving car careened towards me. I was straddled half across the street on my bike, heading home from college. In that one instant nudge, I fell distant, avoiding being crushed with a mangled bike. Shekinah? Rabbi Jill Hammer has several words to describe Shekinah. Stepping through moments of creation, Shekinah deepens her relationship with Earth. Spiraling through time, born within Earth, she encounters change within each of us. We are shown the work of return, repairing the world through our actions. Shekinah also shelters within sacred places on Earth. Find protection within her wings. Birthing the light, she kindles the fires of faith in the divine, offers strength to mortals. She is the constancy of season, the world combined. She teaches her creatures not to fear and shows them paths to move forward as she attends each moment and laughter emerges in harmony. Suffering is given redemption. Powerless are freed from resignation. Belief is instilled that all deserve a place. The timeless is connected with the world of time. And so, in reviewing and researching, in Hebraic religion, they say the Shekinah descends when a group of three meet as a tribunal, she is among them, or when two study the Bible or Torah, two coming together, and also when 10 pray together, which is called a minyan. In the Bible, the Exodus section, the presence in the bush at night or cloud in the day meant God's presence was among his people. And when the sanctuary was built, there was a presence then. So I'd like to know how each of you may think about this idea, this concept, of God's presence in this form. And that's my sharing for today on Shekinah. So.
So thank you, Ivo. And are you asking each of us to share that right now?
Yes, I thought that a nice discussion would be a good idea on different moments when you have experienced that presence. And in explaining my own poem, when I spoke the second time at Women Explore, and I walked around the room with my crown or hat, I really felt the eye contact with each of you. There was a whole presence that day, and it has stayed with me all of these years since 2018. When I had breast cancer in 1995 and underwent 6 months of chemotherapy, once again, as when my shoulder was replaced, I could not paint or draw. The only words I could make sense of actually were Black Eagle's writing. But I did make one picture, and maybe this is the Shekinah. I saw it in my studio, and maybe you can see it.
If you all put it on speaker view, and you keep talking, Ivo, then we can see it.
Yeah. So this is the Shekinah, which is like a fragmented sense of reality. All the pieces are not together, as I felt for the 6 months of chemotherapy. And there is a face coming through, but it's really not a worldly face. So can everyone see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was going to take the time in calligraphy to write out Shekinah in Hebrew letters, but my puppy intervened. So as I've been making collages this past year while I couldn't paint, here's my collage for today. And there is Shekinah. And can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry my rain stick failed. But maybe picture in your mind what a rain stick sounds like, and that's even better. So let's see.
Well, I would say it was technology that failed. The rain stick was probably sounding beautiful.
The rain stick is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I found this rain stick. I had received a grant to represent Massachusetts and California and Americans for the Arts. And by the time I was, the conference took place, I had been diagnosed with breast cancer, had surgery, and was on chemo. So I went anyway. We timed each day so I could rest in the afternoon, and I found this rain stick in Monterey. So it has a little personal meaning, but we all have personal meanings and attachments. And I'm just curious to hear, do you have times when you felt that presence of grace?
Yeah, we have 9 minutes before noon, and plenty of time to share. I'll begin. I was in my 20s, and I was in Martha's Vineyard at a workshop retreat. And at one point, we were asked, it was outdoors, and we were asked to lie on the ground. And I chose to lie with my belly towards the ground and my back towards the sky. And I don't remember what we were doing. Perhaps it was a guided journey. Perhaps it was a time to meditate. But that was one of my first experiences of, I could feel the earth as she, and I knew she loved me. And it was just, I will never forget it. And it changed everything for me. But I felt it all through my body as I lay on her. and just knew it to be true and real. So I'll begin. And is there anyone else who would like to share an experience of the presence of Shekhinah, in an incident or a moment or in your life, as I was asking? Iva, why don't you call on people as you,
Oh, oh, I've never called on people at Wii. This is a new experience. Mary
would
Margaret.
you rather I do it?
Okay. I love listening to you,
Okay, Mary
Lisa.
Margaret.
I'll try to be quick, and I think that most of you have heard this story, but it strikes me it's appropriate here. My time in Altamira Cave, when I was alone, and I was in the gallery that's very small. It has a bench in the middle, and on the ceiling are paintings. And I sat on the bench and I looked up, and there was a red bison. And I got the shivers just starting now again. I feel it every time I tell the story. And anyway, I looked up and I caught the eye of the bison, and with my eye, and I was immediately downed with tears. I was just streaming, streaming, streaming tears. And the message that came across the space there from the bison was, "I am one with you." And for me, it was like I recognizing then and there that, I was part of nature and part of all of creation. And it's always stayed with me. And I haven't thought about it as Shekinah, because I'm not as familiar with that word, but I think I'll adapt it that way. Adopt it. Thank
Wow.
you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Mary Rose.
I will, excuse me, but can you spell the word, please, Shekinah?
Sure.
And is she a character in scripture or not?
No, it's really an idea of God's presence,
Okay.
all powerful at one point, but also among us. God's
Right.
presence among us, and that's
Okay.
just it's really wordless, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Just that
Okay.
feeling, maybe when people's eyes connect, and that you spell it Shekinah.
Oh, thank you.
And I
Thank
think she just showed up hearing her name spelled.
you. Thank you.
I've heard her described also as the feminine presence of God.
That's right.
I love that because the first time I heard someone talk about the gender of God was at Wellesley. Taking a class, I think it was in women's studies, but maybe not anyway. And ever since then, when I would say that to other people who had never considered that that the feminine presence, and I would say, well, but God's not a person, so why not accept God as feminine and masculine and everything we want God to be? And I love that. That was a moment for me. I'm not sure if it was Shekinah, but it was quite wonderful to talk about.
It's kind of can be a comforting presence, but also say during Sandy Hook, I actually was down in that area because it's so familiar to me next door to our town. And that night, the whole air hung with sorrow, and I just felt it was a bigger presence than just a human presence. It was God's presence.
Are there more moments that people are willing to share today? Marsha.
Yes, I don't know, Linda, if you and I were at the same retreat out in Natick at the Boy Scout
Where was this?
retreat, Natick at the Boy Scout retreat. But I'm trying to remember the name of the facility. Anyway, the instructions were to go outdoors and lie on the ground. So I did that, but I laid on my back. And this was the time when my mother had stopped eating and was in her dying process, which took 5 months. And I was resisting her dying process, even though she had Alzheimer's. And I meditated on the ground, and all of a sudden I looked up in back of me, and there was a rotten tree, all broken down and in its process of going back to the earth. And I had this, I guess, a Shekinah experience that, oh, this is all natural. The dying process is natural. And I let go of my mother and just said, oh, this is just a natural process. She stopped eating and eventually she'll die. But it was such a relief to my whole body, mind, and spirit. It was just a lovely moment. I'm so grateful to have had that experience, because I probably would have not been lying down in the green on the ground in Natick on my own.
We have time for another, one more sharing before we end this part. Paula.
So this was an experience I had. I think I was either in high school or sometime late teens or early 20s. And it was this time of year, and it was really close to Easter and Passover. And it was at home in New Jersey. And just looking out the window, there's this butternut tree that I really love. And above it was this light that, as much as I'm not a Catholic, I saw it as like a resurrection. And it was springtime in the March sky. And I, for some reason, that always stays with me. And it's like it's what I think about a lot. And it was just a moment in time. And it was a light in the sky. And it was just, very, the word isn't comforting, but it was graceful, and I appreciated it because it's always with me. Light above the butternut tree. And it was like early morning.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.
Well, Ivo, is there anything you want to say as your focus ends?
Well, I wanted to thank everyone for sharing, and there are many research references that I will write down and send along to Susan, who's been so helpful with everything, and Linda too. I just felt this was a good centering for me today. Thank you.
And may we be with you as you do your reading of the Torah
Yes.
on Friday. Thank you, Ivo.